Blog Talk Radio.
Why is it that doctors don't want to prevent people from being ill? The answer is pretty obvious, but not too many people talk about it. They like people to be ill because that's how they make their money. Oh, they'll tell you, come on in for a checkup and all that, and you can prevent a lot of things. You know, how many people go in for checkups and they still get these diseases and ailments and everything else? So that obviously is not.
Still
is not
feel
the answer.
Horrible, Frank.
Yeah, the answer is, why don't they get rid of all this stuff? You know, top of the list, cigarettes, pollution, bad food, too much sugar, obesity, and all that. Why don't they get rid of it, you know, and prevent people from being ill? But they're not in the business to do that. They're in the business to give out drugs, you know, to keep people on the drugs, to make money. For the drug companies to make money on so many surgeries that you hear that aren't necessary. A little bit later, we have a special guest on coming on from North Carolina, Teresa, who will be talking about her life and what's happened to her with breast cancer. And, of course, it's happened to millions of women all over this country. And you hear many people talk about the causes of breast cancer, the pollution and all the different foods with preservatives and everything else.
We've talked about the fat as well being in food.
But the doctors who have the clout and have the ability to get rid of these things aren't doing much. They're doing very little.
No.
You know? Because, you know, I always said, and I've said it on this show many times, show me a doctor who doesn't want you to be sick. He's going to go out of business. He's not going to make any money. You know?
Or show me an undertaker who doesn't want you dead.
Yeah. I've been walking on this earth, and I'm going to give away my age now. I've been walking on this earth for 70 years.
Oh, my God, it's 70?
Yeah. The only major illness I've had is because of the doctors. Because they caused it. You know, it's my eyes. Retrolentra fibroplasia, they called it when I was born. They put me in the incubator. I don't know if it was true, but the guy was, the doctor was supposedly drunk. Put me in the incubator, left me there, neglected me. And as a result, I have very, very bad vision, almost totally blind. But that's the only major illness that I've had in my life, you know. Doctors don't like me because they can't make any money on guys like me. Hell, I might die, but I'm going to die my way, not their way. And I think that's the philosophy that many of us should adopt, you know, and more emphasis on preventative. And I don't mean just somebody listening to your heart, you know. Preventative in the sense of get rid of the, listen to some of these guys like Gary Noel and Trudeau and you know, and bring in a major change in this country, you know. Take a guy like Trudeau or somebody, you know, and make him Secretary of Health and let him do his thing. Why don't they do that? Because they don't want people to be healthy. They want that money. And if anybody can prove me wrong, go ahead. You know, in a site around the world, area code 213 816-1650, and our special guest coming up in a little bit. But first, we got to tell you about another special guy. And this guy is not a money-hungry doctor, I can tell you that. Dr. David Gardner. who is a great, great dentist, a human being, and who cares about people. One of David's favorite phrases, let me take care of you first, and then we'll talk about the money.
Yeah.
How many times I've heard him say that? Sitting in his office, being patient. You did.
I did. Personally.
My brother did. You know? And my friend, Dear Spirit, who introduced me, you know, the list goes up. That's the kind of a doctor that everybody should be. Forget about that.
He actually said to me on the phone, let me get you out of pain first, and then we'll talk.
Yeah. There you go. Dr. David Gardner, 516-484-6394. Take good care of your teeth. They'll take care of you. Check him out. You want an honest guy, a good dentist, a great artist, implant specialist. NorthshoreRID.com, Dr. David Gardner. And don't forget about Cornucopia Express, Dr. Broderick, who's another guy who cares about people and animals. You know, I've seen him help people, you know, who had very little funds and so on and so forth. So, 631-427-7479, you get that Cornucopia Express, Phyto Food, Superfood. Those are the powders, you sprinkle them right on. Make your dog live a long time, good energy, good sense of being, brain power, very important for a dog, cat. Check it out, CornucopiaExpress.com. Anyway, brought to you by the Cause for Corey and the Corey Foster Law that we have taken the liberty to name. Maybe the Congress will get the hint here. Corey Foster Law. Pass the Corey Foster Law. Go to change.org. Put your name on that. And at the same time, we honor Trayvon Martin. And I heard something very disturbing today on the news.
Yeah.
They stopped this guy, Zimmerman. And he had a gun in his glove compartment, and they let him go. I don't believe that guy should be permitted to have a gun in his possession. You know, all right. No. They found him not guilty, but there should have been a stipulation: you are not permitted ever to have a gun in your possession again, Mr. Zimmerman. Now get out of my courtroom. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, change.org, browse and sign. And we're brought to you by Biggie's Akita Rescue, the bear. Get that bear, get that Akita. My Akita performed today with such flying colors, got me home in a rainstorm. And,
yeah.
It's just unbelievable,
it was,
you know.
Pretty bad out there.
She, just has a natural inclination to be a guide dog. You know, she loves it. She loves it. She knows she's good at it. And Big East Akita Rescue, Tom's River, New York, 609-388-7004. So you want a great dog, adopt the Akita, the Japanese monument in Japan. Very honored. All right. Our new sponsor, Silo. That's the Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Check it out. Especially if you're in Suffolk County, of course. New York. 631-880-7929. And I spoke to Joe Delgado today. We're planning a benefit for Inner Sight. So we'll give you the info on that and let you know what's happening as we go along. We got a little committee formed, and we're happy about that. So check out Silo. They got a support group and many, many other programs that you may want to tap into. 881-880-7929, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And we're brought to you by InnerSight.info. Check out our website, InnerSight.info. And you can find that and a lot of good stuff in Able News. Here's a word from Able.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 21 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personal page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Visit www.ablenews.com and sign up for a subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and we're going to get Teresa on the line shortly from North Carolina, a breast cancer survivor, a very, very brave lady. She wants to write a book, and we'll learn some about that and what it's like to go through dealing with breast cancer and all the different things surrounding that and the various trials and tribulations that many of us can never imagine unless you've been through it. So we're very proud and happy that she's consented to be on the show, and I want to thank our advocate in North Carolina, Catherine Taylor, for arranging this show. She made the contact. Teresa's a good longtime friend of hers, and she's been very supportive of her with the, fighting this breast cancer. And there's a lot of brave people in this world, I tell you. People who live through so many different things and live to tell about it. And so anyone out there who's going through it now, of course, we welcome your input, your phone calls. Area code 213-816-1650. And hopefully Teresa can bring some enlightenment to other people who are living with this and trying to keep living with it. You know, just because you have cancer, that doesn't mean you got to stop living. No way. No way. You fight for life. Life is a fight. You've got to be in there fighting, you know, doing everything you can. And, you know, when you're doing these things, remember, you're paying the doctor. You're the boss. You tell them what you want. Don't let them push drugs on you if you don't want them. You know, if you want the drugs, fine. If you don't, go for the alternative. You know, there's plenty of people out there. It's a worldwide network now that we have, and so many different doctors and healers and so forth. So you've got a big variety of what you can do, what you can choose. A couple of years ago, I had the local Babylon breast cancer women on the show and got a lot of knowledge, insight about that and how there's a lot of support groups out there, you know, and a lot of the, we all know about the politics of cancer. You know, the money that they raise and the that they say they're looking for a cure. Well, if they find a cure, what's going to happen? You know, people
Frank,
are not all these doctors are going to make a lot less money. Yes,
Frank, I can't get through to Teresa for some reason.
All right.
Her voicemail. So maybe.
All right. So we'll keep trying.
Stepped out a moment.
Yeah, we'll keep trying, and hopefully we'll be able to get her on the line as our guest. I know that many, many times talking to Catherine in Carolina, who's our advocate down there, Teresa has been in and out of the hospital so many times.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she has some other ailments in addition to the breast cancer.
Yes.
So hopefully
Catherine is in holding.
Right.
Would you like me to bring her in?
Oh yeah, definitely. Let's get our advocate from Carolina on the line, Catherine Taylor from Carolina. Catherine Carolina. Hey, are you there?
Hey. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
How you doing tonight?
How's she doing?
All right. Yeah. How's Teresa? She all right?
Oh yes, she's all right.
Oh good. Okay. We tried to call her, but we couldn't get her. Couldn't get her on the line.
Her
so
right before the show.
Hopefully she's.
Maybe yeah,
she's
we
all
right.
On a call or something.
But I want to thank you for introducing her to us. You know,
oh,
I spoke to her yesterday. Very, very beautiful person. If we can get her on the line, I'd like to know what her book is going to be about. You know, if she wants to talk about that.
Okay.
Are you
going to
be in her book, Catherine?
The one.
Are you going to be in her book, in Teresa's book?
You never know, probably.
Yeah, I think I have a feeling she's going to include you in that book, you know?
I think
so. Let's see.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know.
You guys are good friends.
That would be really cool.
Beautiful.
And you got a lot to say,
like,
you know?
I like a sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know her for many, many years,
right? Hold on 1 second, okay? I'll be right back.
All right, let's see if we can we'll try again to get this call through to North Carolina and get Teresa on the line. Hopefully she's all right. You know, being in and out of the hospital is not too cool. And, you know, you never know from 1 minute to the next when you're dealing with the drug business and the medical profession, what's going to happen, you know. But hopefully she's all right.
True.
And we can get her, you know.
Yep.
How long has she had this breast cancer? How long has it been going on, do you know, Catherine?
I bet you said that like 2007 or 8. It's one of them.
Oh, okay. So it's a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Like 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And she's disabled in other ways, too?
So, man, yeah, that right there, yeah. But she.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if we can't get her on tonight, you know, we'll have to try for another night. But, you know, hopefully we can get through to her. And,
yeah,
you know, we did call earlier to tell her that we'll be calling her on the air, you know. And so let's see. All right, in a site around the world, and let me tell everybody while we're waiting here, we're on television every week, Monday night, 8:30, Channel 20. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20. That's local here on Long Island, New York. And Wednesday night, we get on Time Warner, the Spirit Channel. That's Channel 3, 11 o'clock, through Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN. You know, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So you could check that out and find us, find Inner Sight on the website. And the show is on 11 o'clock Wednesday night on the Spirit Channel. We're a group of volunteers, disabled volunteers, trying to make a difference. You go to our website, innersight.info, and check it out. And a little bit later in the program, we'll have a message about service dogs. So, yeah, that'll be cool. But right now, we're trying to get our guest on the line. And Catherine, you have any idea what's going on with Teresa right now?
I don't know. I have no idea. I hope she, you know, even went to sleep.
Oh, you think she may have fallen asleep?
I hope not.
Well, yeah. These things happen, you know. When you do, you do. You know, the woman is disabled. She's cool, and we understand. You know, she has to take different drugs and so forth. And one of the things that you gotta go through when you're disabled, and the people that are dealing with the disabled have to be more understanding, more readily available to be flexible and to change things. And you know, see, that's one of the problems that we go through. You know, these agencies are so damn set in their ways with their red tape and all that stuff that when you come to them a little different or you have a different kind of a problem, you know, right away they don't want to deal with you. You know? And that shouldn't be. That shouldn't be, because we are there. And they get the money because we are there, you know. So they have to realize that they've gotta respect us more and realize that and
true that.
Be more. What's that?
I said true that. You right?
Yeah.
Okay. She called me, and it was we're having a little problem. With using the switchboard to call. Then I said, okay, let me use my freeway, and then she'll see my phone number, and I'll call her. Well, that didn't work either. I don't know.
All right, so we can't
Something's
get through,
wrong.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. We
I'm gonna
cannot
keep trying throughout
get
the show.
Through.
Yeah.
What I'd like you to do, Suzanne, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. What I'd like you to do is go to the go.
She called. She's calling me again. Can you hold on 1 second? Let me see.
Yeah.
What I can do, okay?
All right. We'll try to get her on the line.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. And tonight we're attempting to talk to Teresa from North Carolina, who is fighting breast cancer or who has already been cured, so to speak. I don't know. We'll have to find out. We'll have to get the details from her. But we're having some trouble getting through to her, and we apologize to all those who are listening and standing by and so on and so forth. So let's try one more time. And Suzanne, our engineer, is trying to get through. So, Catherine, you know her for how many years?
So I'll say like 23 years.
23 years. You've been friends, right?
Uh-huh.
How did you guys meet up?
When I was staying in the project bedroom.
Well, praise the Lord.
Wait a minute. How'd you meet up, Catherine?
We met up in February homes in 89.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, we have Teresa on the line.
Yes, I do.
Hello.
I'm going to put it through. Hold on.
Teresa, you're live on Inner Sight.
Hello.
Yes, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Good, good. We're very happy to have you here. Catherine's on the program with us. Suzanne is the engineer.
And I think Joe's on holding. You want to bring him in?
No. Just cool it. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I've been talking a little bit about you and what you've been going through, and what's the status of this breast cancer that you have now? Just tell us how when did it all start?
It started, I was diagnosed January 2008.
January 2008?
Yes, sir.
And ever since then, you've been what, going in and out of the hospital? And tell us what you've been going through.
Yes, I'm still taking chemo, but I'm not doing the chemo through my IV because when I was first diagnosed with it, it was stage 4 breast cancer, but it had already spread into my bone, both of my lungs, into my ribs. So almost 8 weeks of chemo, and it cleared, by the grace of God, it cleared the cancer out of both of my lungs, but it's still on my bone, still on the rib. And they did a lumpectomy on my breast. But I'm still here today fighting, and, you know, I'm a living testimony that you can live with it, live a normal life, and be happy just like everyone else.
So you're still taking the chemo?
Yes, sir. I get chemo shots once a month, 3 chemo shots once a month. And I also have to take home meds.
A lot of side effects?
Yes. Hot flashes, a whole lot of pain, like the inside of your body is like be like on fire, and easily catch infections. I have to be, you know, very careful about, you know, making sure everything is sanitized because my body is like, my immune system is like a baby. And, you know, theirs is really weak. So I have to take care of myself. I have to eat right, exercise, and take my medicine, and go on back my day.
So did they operate on you, or you didn't do that?
Yes, they did. When I was first diagnosed in 2008, the lump was on my right breast. They was able to do a lumpectomy without having to remove the breast.
Yeah.
And it came back on my same breast back in 2012. So they had to end up giving me a full mastectomy on my right side. So.
Now you go to a cancer hospital for this, or
yes,
a special place?
Yes, it's called a SMOC center. It's the doctor's office where they have oncologists to treat cancers and any kind of blood diseases.
Now, has anybody ever said to you, or have you ever heard anything, what is the cause of breast cancer or any kind of cancer? Have they ever discussed that,
different things the doctors say that can cause it. What you eat, smoking, drinking, being on, you know, street drugs, can cause cancer, all different kinds of cancer, and what the air we breathe in, all of those, you know, your overall health, you know.
So did you smoke or drink?
No, sir. I never been a smoker, never been a drinker, never did drugs. No one else in my family had been diagnosed with the cancer before I did, not, you know, nobody else. On my mother's side, I'm not sure on my father's side because, like I said, they're in New York.
Well, what about the kind of food you eat?
Yes, that also. What are you asking about?
Well, in other words, you eat a lot of sugar, a lot of processed food, and.
No. Before I got the cancer, no. Basically, the kind of cancer the doctor was telling me that I had was caused by too much estrogen.
Too much estrogen.
Estrogen in my
body.
That's
a female hormone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
right.
Therefore, you know, I had too much, and that therefore I have to take part of my medicines that I get, part of my chemo are shots that to stop my ovaries from working.
Yeah.
So therefore it's like I went in early menopause, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
well, there's a lot of things that they don't consider, you know. There's
mm-hmm.
so many natural ways to prevent
right.
know, cancer, you know, that right. the medical profession does not consider. Now, the things you mentioned, drugs, cigarettes, and different kind of foods, if they know,
mm-hmm.
if they're telling people that this is part of what causes the cancer, why don't they get rid of those things?
True.
You know?
True.
Why do
True.
They permit, let's just take cigarettes, why do they permit cigarettes to be sold in this country?
Right.
It should be a crime.
It should.
You know,
it really should.
If it's killing people slowly, you know, and,
yeah.
and you don't even have to smoke it.
No,
you know,
the second can't smoke.
Yeah, you get it
yeah.
secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they permit? You see, this is what bothers me. If they know certain things definitely
mm-hmm.
and they're not getting rid of them, then that means there's an underlying, they have another agenda, there's another reason there, and the only reason I can think of is that they want people to get these things because that's how they're making this big money.
The money, yes, yes.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I agree.
I agree with that?
I really do, 100%, because, I mean, I've always been a type, you know, never looked down on nobody that was a drinker, a smoker, because my mother was a drinker. She
right.
lost her life due to drinking. And they said my father was a drinker, a smoker, and was, you know, on
uh-huh.
drugs. But still no cancer in my family. Cancer didn't kill my mother, you know, and I didn't do none of those things. And I just don't understand. You know, I never was like, okay, if y'all make all this stuff legal, like they said, marijuana, that helps
yeah.
pain. Never. I said, well, I would just have to die and suffer. I would never do it because to me, you're still inhaling it.
Right.
When you're smoking
right.
it, it's still affecting your lungs. It's still affecting
right.
your breathing. So I can't be around no smoke.
I want to take a short break here. We're going to come back. I want to ask you about your book, and then we'll take some
okay.
phone calls. This is Inner
okay.
Sight around the world, and we got a message for you about service dogs, so check this out. We'll be right back with some more of Teresa's story after this. Inner Sight.
This is Suffolk County Legislator Tom Silmy with a very important message. Many of our disabled residents who seek to be independent do so with a canine companion. But service dogs require a great deal of training. That training can be expensive, and many of our disabled residents lack sufficient resources. You can help. Inner Sight is a nonprofit organization committed to this cause. If you wish to help, go to www.innersight.info, click on the green WePay.com Donate for Service Dogs button, and help make a disabled person's dream come true by making a generous donation. Your donation will be used specifically to help fund the training of a service dog for a disabled member of our community. For more information or to make a donation, go to innersight.info. That's INNERSIGHT.info. This is Suffolk County Legislator Tom Silmy. Help me make a difference. Go to innersight.info and click the WePay.com Donate for Service Dogs button. Thank you very much.
All right, and back live on Inner Sight with Teresa from North Carolina. And are you writing a book?
I want to.
Oh, you want to? Okay. What?
Yes,
what,
those are my plans.
What is your book going to be about?
It's going to be about a living testimony about me being a survivor and everything I've been through from January 25th, 2008 on up to now.
Uh-huh.
Almost coming, losing me, coding out, dying, they having to bring me back and all that kind of good stuff. And I'm just able to be free and full of energy and full of strength. And, you know, I want to, you know, just not let people see that, but to let some of those that don't, you know, hear it,
right,
or not be around to hear it, to read about it.
Well, I think you should. I think you should write a book, and maybe you should put Catherine in the book, too.
Yes.
She's really cool.
No doubt. She has been with me on my journey as well.
Yeah. All right, we have a phone call.
Yes, we do.
Do we have a phone call?
Mr. Joe Arion.
All right, let's take a phone call on Inner Sight Live, and maybe
Joe,
we have a question for Teresa. Inner Sight, welcome. Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, good evening, Teresa.
Good evening, how are you?
Okay, I want to say from the beginning, I commend you for your strength and not backing down like 8 out of 10 other people would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the fortitude and the strength. You have the will to survive, which everyone should have.
Yes.
And that needs to be commended. Not
thank you.
To be, some people gloat about it and stuff like that, but I just say it should be commended. Because
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of strength, it takes a lot of mental power
mm-hmm.
to keep going in a situation like that. And I've dealt with many different issues throughout my life, known a lot of people with a lot of illnesses. And
mm-hmm.
I know this, I've been the route of traditional Eastern medicine for a very bad illness that I had. And
mm-hmm.
the doctor that I dealt with, who's a master in the field, actually
mm-hmm.
has, a countrywide program called the Breast Cancer Prevention Project.
Mm-hmm.
And he teaches people about prevention and natural healing for breast
mm-hmm.
cancer. And
mm-hmm.
if you ever had the inclination to look into it, to maybe get off of the drugs, the traditional drugs, somewhere
yes,
down the line,
mm-hmm.
it might be something you might want to look into, because it's a better way to go where you don't have the side effects from like the chemo and everything. I think that would make a big difference in your life if you want to go in that direction. It's totally up to you, of course.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not a female.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. 8 out of 10 people do that anyway. So, but
so
I haven't changed yet, and I don't think I'm going to.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
I hope not is right. You won't have a buddy to go with to that place in Queens.
No, right. And I do want to also say that something disturbing was on the news the other day, talking about doctors wanting people to be sick and everything. The medical
mm-hmm.
professionals want to change some cancers' names to different things so people
mm-hmm.
won't be fearful of the terminology cancer. It was just
right.
on NBC News the other night.
Oh, that is so...
Right,
mm-hmm.
that people, when they hear cancer, they say they're afraid they're going to die and this and that
right.
and the other thing. So they're
mm-hmm.
going to take some of the terminology, some things that are cancers, and call them another name.
Right.
It's almost,
that's
beginning to sound like one of George Carlin's comedy routines, if you remember.
Yeah, they ought to change a lot more than that.
Yeah.
You know, they're not changing how they take care of it. They're just going to change the name to give people
yeah.
a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it is a false sense of security.
Yeah.
So you know, you don't treat it properly. You don't think of it as something, you know, that you have to treat properly. And
mm-hmm.
you don't take, you know, the fortitude like Teresa has, and said, I'm going to take the bull by the horns, and I'm not going to let go of that bull.
Right.
So, Teresa, do you get a lot of support from your family, and any support at all from the family?
Yes, I do. I really do. I have a great, great support system.
Terrific.
Yes,
that's
I really do.
So your family is helping you, encouraging you, and you know, whatever course you take, you know, standing by you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really we're happy to hear that. And you got some new friends now here on Inner Sight. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know,
I'm
we're
so
all with you.
I'm so glad to meet y'all. I can't wait to go there live. I like to do live action. I like to look at your face and let you see me talk and hear my testimony. Y'all got me fucked up.
That's right.
Yeah.
A blessing. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Big blessing.
Oh,
you ever get down up to New York, we'll get you on television.
Yes,
okay.
We will.
And I'm going to be trying to work on that. I'm going to see my daughter. That's what I want for my birthday.
You and Miss Catherine will be on our television show.
Oh, cool. I will love it. I will love it. I'm going to have to put in that. Make sure let her know early. My birthday is November 9th. That's what I want for my birthday.
There you go.
And I'm not sure she'll see it happen.
Mm-hmm. I think you want to start writing your... Yeah. You should start writing your book, Teresa.
I wouldn't delay.
No.
I got to. I can fast talk better and faster than I can write. So my daughter's going to help me with it. I have a 23-year-old daughter and a 20-year-old son, and my daughter is just awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
She gets the quarters that I have. She takes care of me. She's not in the street. She don't no boyfriend. She said it don't revolve. It ain't including God, Teresa World. So her job is not really. It's nothing. You know, it's nothing to her. But I
What would you say to all the people listening? We have over 50,000 listeners. What would you say to all the women, especially listening, that are going through breast cancer now? What do you have some words for them?
Hang in there, my sisters. Be strong. You can still be beautiful. You can still be a diva. You can still get out and do normal things that other normal people do. Love yourself. Look in the mirror. Your hair, that doesn't matter. You can add some on. A breast, that doesn't matter. You still are beautiful. Just know that you are still beautiful, and you can still be the diva that you was before.
Good advice. Good
words.
Those
are my words.
Great advice.
Coming from a woman who lives it too.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
So you know, living it and doing it and fighting it. is a great testimony.
Yes, sir.
To you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And we certainly are with you, and we care about you, and we're very happy that you're still with us.
Yes, thank you. Thank
you.
Actually, I have a question for Teresa.
Yeah, go ahead.
Teresa, have you ever tried to deal with the agencies that deal with cancer victims and people dealing with, like, the American Cancer Society or any of the other agencies that are supposed to help the victims?
Yes, well, we have an American Cancer Society here, and we also have, at the doctor's office where I go, they have a support group that meets, like, every first Thursday of every month. And, you know, you can bring your caregivers there and talk about the situation and, you know, kind of meet different people that have cancer or been through or have lost a loved one. But the only thing about American Cancer Society is all the money that's being raised, and what I call to ask them, do they help patients with financially? They told me $50 a year. $50 a year is what the American Cancer Society says.
A little more.
Well,
sorry,
you know,
$50 a year.
You know what we $50
a year.
That's
you know
not even
bad. We always say on this program that the agencies, the monies go to the executive directors of the agencies. None of it comes down to the people that need it.
Exactly.
And you just proved the point right there.
That's right. And I was like,
you exactly said that.
$50 a year from American Cancer Society. I said, that's not even worth me. You got to fill out an application. You got to put down your income, you know, which I'm on disability. That's not worth it.
That's unbelievable.
I want to embarrass
you. From Frank Sinatra alone, you know, when he passed and then when he was alive. You know the money they got? Sloan Kettering here in New York and the American Cancer Society and all these celebrities that donate, you know. You see, this is what I was talking about before. They're using these diseases. Mm-hmm. They're using these people
to
raise money. But when you go to them and ask them for help, what do they give you?
Nothing.
$50 a year? That's an insult.
That's
I want Teresa to say the location of this American Cancer Society office so we can embarrass them over the radio.
Yeah, where is it? Where is it?
Yeah, I'd like to.
The one that I had to call was in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh.
North Carolina.
$50 a year.
What they will give you.
I'd like their director to come on the show and explain why he can't give more than $50 a year to someone that needs help.
Yeah. You know what I would tell them? Take your $50 and shove it. I would go out onto the busiest mall, get permission, and raise my own money. And tell people.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
They
say, well, you know, they help you with stuff in the office. They help you with, you know, medicine. They help you with makeup. They help you with your food vouchers, like $50 food vouchers, $50 gas vouchers. But what is that? I mean, you know, I can't depend on that every day.
They get that all for free.
Yes.
They get that for free. They're not paying for that.
Yes. And I mean, it's just like... I don't know if it's certain ones that they do, or is it, I don't know, but when I was told $50 a year, I said, wait a minute now, I know I'm on chemo, tell me this is not what I'm hearing. I mean, $50
exactly.
a year?
Yeah.
And
well,
I mean, all
you,
this.
I did some independent fundraising for American Cancer Society at one time. Through them, not through anyone else. And yes, they do get product donations. They do get things like that. And they say, openly say, we use product donations to help our people that are suffering with cancer for their special needs. So these things that they're giving you makeup, they're giving you this, they're giving you that. It's because it's donated to them. They're not spending any money on it.
That's
yes.
Do you want to know something, Teresa?
But you know,
it doesn't
even
cover
here. It only reinforces what we talk about many, many nights on this show. These agencies are just in this and are using people to raise all this money, and we get nothing. I mean, $50 is nothing.
I wouldn't even tell nobody.
I would have lied and at least said, you know, look, you know, I know it's my job to tell you this, but I would feel very embarrassed to tell a survivor, a patient, someone that's dying or been told that they're dying that they can only help them $50 a year.
No.
Yeah.
That's right.
They won't give me food stamps. They won't give me Medicaid. They say my disability is too much. And I'm like,
I know
you
this
grace
talk.
Of God, you know.
I know this talk very well.
Yeah,
don't believe
like
me.
You could go into your local mall or outside a supermarket getting the permission. You could raise more than $50 in an hour.
I've been on a team, you know, where we have raised money, but
It was like they had whoever raised the most money to go to Red Cap Society to get trophies. And I never understood that. If it's all good for one cause, why are y'all competing with these different teams and raising all this money saying it's to help medicine, it's to help clinical trials? When I mean, okay, I'm stage four. Clinical trials is not going to help me.
Yeah, right.
Well, I hope you put the $50 a year deal in your book.
I sure am.
And we'll help you get it published.
Yeah. I sure appreciate it. But I'm going to work on that.
Well,
no, I'm telling you.
Confirmation from the American Cancer Society that's what they do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There should be a whole chapter devoted to that in your book.
I want you to take a picture of the stub that they gave you and just say, this is what the American Cancer Society gave me.
No, when she told me that you had to fill out an application and do for
$50?
No, I have to fill out an application, tell you all my history, how much money I get, how much money my friends give me.
You know why you got to fill that out? Because they take that and they send it to the government and they get $5,000.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're using people.
They use $10 worth of paper to give you $50.
Ain't
that's
that
right. That's true.
It's really sad.
God.
That
it's
doesn't
really,
even
it's really
cover.
Unbelievable.
If you want to take $5 for 10 months, it doesn't even cover the whole year. If you really, you want to break it down evenly.
I mean, really. And then people say they can't understand why I can hold my head up high and walk around with a smile on my face.
You know why? Because you could poke fun at that. You could poke fun at that and tell them, you, sir, Mr. Cancer Society, are not doing me no favors.
None
right.
whatsoever. $50
no,
a year. Nothing
no.
at all.
No.
$50. I mean, it's
that's
so insulting.
We need Teresa as our cancer advocate for her site.
And I would love to be.
Well, I
that's
guess
not a bad idea.
One.
You know, we don't have one.
No,
we
don't.
Really don't.
Well,
you
we try to. I'm for it. And it's only about cancer. I'm for it. Push a survival, whatever. I'm superwoman, fighter. Bring it.
Right.
I'm ready.
We'd love for you to do that.
Well, we put you up on the website and the Facebook and you know, now we have this show with you.
Yeah.
People can listen to it all over the world anytime they want. In the archive.
The idea is getting the message out, getting the word out.
Yeah.
Sort of like what you say you do on Sundays. We get the word out every day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
5 days a week, and also
and
weekend.
And what we have to do is change the system.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the money that's raised should be there for the people, not for big salaries. Take a look at the salaries of the executives of the American Cancer Society.
$1 million.
You know it, don't you? You know it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And they give you a lobby $50.
Look at Susan Coleman. They had to drop out of that because, you know, they was Blindsley family fooling around with the money with that. Wasn't distributing like they were supposed to.
They are. You know what they should do? They should get every cancer victim $1,000 a week. Encourage them. Hey, have a good time. Buy good food. We want to make you well. Live nice.
Especially
get something for yourself.
Prognosis.
That's what they should do. Not insult people with $50 a year.
$50 a year, man. I'm going to call back tomorrow and ask again. because it might have changed because it's been about 2 years. But I'm gonna call back tomorrow just to see, to ask again.
It'll be 25 when you call back now.
Oh my God, I'm gonna really go off. I'm telling you, boy. Somebody might get a few good choice words.
I always suspected some evil things about the American Cancer Society, and tonight, you, Teresa, you taught me something. You taught everybody something. I don't think any of us knew. $50 a year.
I mean, they say it's different from state to state, and they say it's different. I don't know if it's the same everywhere else, but
even if they adjust for cost of living, okay, I bet you it still equates to the same thing.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So over here, it's $75 a year.
So big deal, and yet we have a very high cost of living. So it's probably still the same.
Yeah.
Well,
inner sight,
so disgraceful.
That's working.
Inner sight is with you, and you know, anytime you want, you can call in on the show, and we would love to do some more programs with you. And if you really want to take us up on our offer that Joe made to you to be the cancer advocate for Inner Sight, we would love to have you. We can't pay you. We can't even give you $50 a year. I got to be honest.
I tell you, just your heart, your encouragement, your heart, your word of encouragement. Just that's all. That's all. It's not all about the me. It ain't all about the dollar, because that ain't.
It's not about
the
money.
I can't take that with me when I go.
We're all volunteers. We don't get paid. You know, we do this to help people, and to keep the thing going. We try to get some donations. You know, and that's it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa already has Inner Sight, so I mean, she'd be a great advocate.
Yeah,
right.
I would love to sign on tonight. I really would love to.
Well, tomorrow I'm gonna put you, with your permission, up on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, in
you
our advocate
everyone,
group.
The best thing you could do, Teresa, when you deal with one of these agencies or organizations, and they give you one of those lines. Oh, we can only give you $50 a year? Well, I'm reporting this to my organization, Inner Sight, and they're going to fight it. Because a lot of people now are learning about Inner Sight, and they're going to go, oh, not them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
let's make it known that they're taking in all that money, and they give people a lousy $50 a year.
Exactly. And
they
get
Inner Sight is, just tell them, look at the website. You'll see who we are. That's all you're saying.
InnerSight.info, and our phrase that Joe made up, by the way. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled.
And we are.
Okay. We live by that. We stand by it. And this tonight is a freedom revealing that with all their money, the American Cancer Society down in Carolina, Raleigh, will give you $50 a year.
Well,
you're a cancer victim.
How about
you ask Frank or Suzanne, if you need anyone to fight that, you know who to call.
Oh, yeah.
You better believe
it. If I get on the phone with them, they'll be giving you $5,000 just to get me off their back.
And
Teresa, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us tonight. We're almost out of time.
Okay, you're welcome.
God love you, and you know, we're proud and happy to have you as our new advocate, along
thank
with Catherine
you.
Down there in Carolina, and we will be, you know, put you up on the website.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, there's so much to be done, and you've given us in this short time so much knowledge, you know, that it's really very heartwarming to have you on the program.
Oh yeah,
so thank you very
y'all.
Much.
Thank
all
you
right,
so
Inside, around the world, and tomorrow night we'll be with you 9 to 10 live, Inner Sight, and. Be good out there. Do something good for somebody. Check out that website, InnerSight.info. And thank you so much for listening. All our archive people, thank Big Joe calling in, Catherine Taylor, Suzanne Engineer, and, of course, our special guest, Charissa from Carolina. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world, inner, side. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
God bless y'all.